Bad spirit characteristic number 6. You resort to smoke and mirrors. In this self-defeating menagerie of smoke and mirrors, you contaminate your relationship by hiding the real agenda and instead substitute superficial but safe topics to talk or argue about. You criticize one thing about your partner when you're really upset about something else. The result is utter emotional confusion. What is real never gets voiced, and what gets voiced is never real. By deceptively controlling the perceptions of your partner will spend untold energy trying to solve a problem that is nothing more than a decoy. A decoy that is set up because you lack the strength to get real about what matters. In one of my seminars, a couple good-naturedly acted out how they had previously lived this kind of constant hidden agenda. Neither Jim nor Lisa ever truly said what was on their minds. Here's how they acted out a typical conversation. Jim: "How did the day go, honey?" Translation: "I wonder if she's been goofing off again." Lisa: "It was really a nice day, dear." Translation: "When are you going to quit checking on me?" Jim: "You sure look nice, honey." Translation: "How much did that outfit cost me?" Lisa: "You're so sweet." Translation: "I guess he's horny." Jim: "Any mail today?" Translation: "I wonder where she's hidden the bills." Lisa: "It's around here somewhere." Translation: "Uh-oh, I hope he's really horny." You know the drill, and here are some more warning signs that you can use to determine whether or not the hidden agenda is creating deception in your relationship. Your interactions constantly focus on superficial and trivial topics. Interactions that begin to approach the real issues are disrupted by anger, abrupt changes of subject, or withdrawal. You tend to talk passionately about the problems of other people that mirror what is really bothering you, but when confronted, you deny its relevance. You find yourself becoming very defensive if your partner directly asks you if there is anything bothering you. You're a master of defensiveness. You always know how to direct attention away from yourself if the questions get too personal. You're so good at self-protection that if someone asks you, "Why were you late yesterday?" you always have a ready excuse. "I wasn't late, and besides, it was raining." The hidden agenda may seem to protect you from having to deal with a dangerous truth, but in fact, it does nothing but compound it. If you hide inside a hidden agenda, you still have an appointment with pain. Pain that does nothing but grow in intensity each time it is ignored and suppressed. Bad spirit characteristic number 7. You will not forgive. I barely need to elaborate on this characteristic, do I? At this very moment, many of you are able to recall an incident from your past with your partner that was so hurtful to you, so devastating, that you can feel the tears stinging at your eyes. You want to rage against the person who hurt you deeply. You think your anger might act as a kind of mystical curse on your partner. You hope it will make your partner suffer. When you choose to harbor anger against your partner, you build a wall around yourself. You become trapped in an emotional complex of such pain and agony that negative energy begins to dominate your entire life. Your resentment can literally become so pervasive as to crowd every other feeling out of your heart. If a betrayal has taken place, there should be consequences. Certain freedoms limited, certain penance paid. But what I'm saying is that if you wallow in your resentment, if you refuse to forgive and move on, then you're going to tear up your life. Forget your partner for the moment. I'm talking about you. If you choose to carry on your resentments, then you guarantee yourself a life of misery. Here are some other ways this particular spirit can infiltrate your life. You are consumed with such anger towards your partner that you'll explode over the smallest disagreements or difficulty. You physically feel so upset and unbalanced that you often experience sleep disturbance, nightmares, poor concentration, and fatigue. You develop severe headaches, back spasms, even heart attacks, all because your body's chemical balance is dramatically disrupted by your stress. You cannot read a book or watch a television show or movie without finding something in it that reminds you of your resentment. You keep in your memory bank all the imperfections in your partner. You remember all of the mistakes and failures he or she made, and you bring them up constantly. Based on the slimmest thread of evidence, or often no evidence at all, you interpret statements and actions of your partner in a negative way. You think you shouldn't yet forgive your partner because he or she has not done enough things for you to prove that they are truly sorry and have paid penance. You do have the power to forgive. You have the power to say to your partner, "You cannot hurt me," and then control me. I am the one who makes the choices. I will not bond to you through hatred, anger, or resentment. I will not bond with you through fear. I will not be dragged into a dark world. By forgiving you, I am releasing me. This is one of the most important things you can learn here. By caring enough about yourself, you can break the bond of anger. You can break free from your prison of despair and rage. But trust me, the only escape route is through forgiveness. To take the moral high ground and forgive the person who has hurt you. And remember, you forgive not just for the other person, but for you. Forgiveness is a gift to you. Bad spirit characteristic number 8. You are a bottomless pit. Now it's time to turn to a different kind of bad spirit, the spirit of insecurity. If you are afflicted with this one, then you are too needy. You are so needy, in fact, that you consistently undermine your chances of success. For you, there is never enough of anything. You cannot be satisfied. You cannot be loved enough. You can never be attended to enough. You can never be supported and appreciated enough. You can never look good enough, and you can never perform well enough. You never relax, you never enjoy, and you never accept anything at face value. You feel in some strange way unworthy and undeserving of happiness and incapable of achieving your greatest dreams. You may also be consumed by a fear that it is only a matter of time until your true failures and shortcomings are discovered and your partner will abandon you. Sometimes you'll unconsciously try to drive your partner away just so you can get another dose of reassurance when one more time your partner proves his or her desire to hang in there. Your partner forever dancing, trying to find a way for you to be at peace. Don't get me wrong. We all want reassurance from our partners. That is perfectly healthy. But there is also a point in which it becomes toxic, where you constantly hunger for a fix of reassurance. If you are dominated by the insecure spirit, you also conveniently give yourself permission to not take responsibility for holding up your end of the relationship. How could you be expected to be a fully functioning, contributing, and mature partner when you're not smart enough or good enough? Here are some other signs that the insecure spirit has taken control. You fear rejection for voicing an opinion. You'd rather not say something than risk the disapproval of others, and when you do talk, you wonder if you're making the right impression. You talk yourself out of trying something new with your partner, from horseback riding to counseling, because you don't want to look stupid. When you are complimented, you immediately downplay whatever you did that led to the compliment. You state your beliefs as questions, asking your partner what he or she feels about certain subjects that are important to you, instead of declaring your position and taking a stand. Instead of expressing anger, you become tearful and play the victim. You are so sensitive and thin-skinned about any criticism that your partner cannot tease you or joke with you, and he or she sure as heck can't tell you the truth when the truth is exactly what you need to hear. If this spirit has its hooks in you, be honest with yourself and stop feeding the monster by constantly seeking the payoff of one more fix of reassurance. Right now, take the first step to break from your old inhibiting mindset and free yourself from the internalized sense of inadequacy and from the accusatory voices within you that tell you not to be too demanding or to want too much. Only then will you begin the journey of change and transformation. Indeed, as we move forward, I am confident that you will learn other ways to meet your needs of feeling self-worth and true value.